Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Framed: Astonishing True Stories of Wrongful Convictions by John Grisham. Spotlights real cases in which innocent people were convicted and later cleared, often after years or decades behind bars. Known for turning legal systems into page-turning drama, Grisham brings that same clarity to nonfiction by focusing on how ordinary lives can be derailed by investigative mistakes, unreliable evidence, and courtroom pressures. The book is built around case-driven storytelling rather than abstract theory, showing how each wrongful conviction develops from a chain of small decisions that become catastrophic. It also highlights the people and organizations who fight back, including defense attorneys, journalists, innocence advocates, and family members who refuse to give up. More than a collection of shocking stories, the book asks readers to consider what justice should mean when certainty is manufactured and when the system resists admitting error. It is an accessible entry point into wrongful conviction realities and the reforms that could reduce them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how wrongful convictions begin with ordinary errors. A central theme is that wrongful convictions rarely start as grand conspiracies. They often begin with understandable but preventable errors that compound over time. The book shows how early investigative assumptions can narrow the field of suspects too quickly, leading police and prosecutors to interpret later facts through a single lens. Once a narrative forms, contradictory details may be treated as noise rather than warning signs. Readers see how common factors like rush timelines, community fear, and political pressure can push a case toward closure instead of accuracy. This topic also highlights the role of cognitive bias, especially tunnel vision, where investigators unintentionally select evidence that supports their theory and discount what does not. The result is a fragile case that looks sturdy in court because it is presented as a coherent story. By tracing the progression from first suspicion to final verdict, the book helps readers understand how a system designed to find truth can drift into confirmation. The takeaway is practical. Preventing wrongful convictions requires disciplined skepticism at every stage, better training, and structures that reward correction as much as conviction. Secondly, unreliable evidence and the illusion of certainty. Another major topic is how evidence that feels persuasive can be scientifically weak or context-dependent. The book draws attention to the ways eyewitness identifications can mislead, especially when memory is shaped by stress, poor viewing conditions, and suggestive lineup procedures. It also explores the hazards of forensic methods that are presented with more confidence than their validation supports, creating an illusion of precision for jurors. Confessions, too, appear as a recurring engine of injustice, particularly when vulnerable suspects face lengthy interrogations, manipulation, or a belief that cooperation will bring relief. The book emphasizes that a courtroom is not a laboratory and that the persuasive power of a confident expert or a dramatic narrative can outweigh the underlying reliability of the proof. By examining how these evidence types can be misunderstood, the stories encourage readers to separate what sounds definitive from what is actually dependable. This topic ultimately argues for higher evidentiary standards, transparent forensic oversight, better juror education, and recording of key procedures so later review can measure what truly happened rather than what participants remember. Thirdly, prosecutorial incentives, defense limitations, and uneven resources. The book also examines structural imbalance inside the adversarial system. Prosecutors often carry immense discretion in charging decisions, plea offers, and how evidence is framed, while public defenders and court-appointed lawyers may struggle with heavy caseloads and limited investigative budgets. This mismatch can turn the ideal of equal combat into an uneven contest, where the side with more time and funding shapes the story. The narratives highlight how plea bargaining can pressure innocent people to accept deals to avoid extreme sentencing risk, especially when a trial seems stacked against them. The topic further considers disclosure problems, where information that could help the defense is not fully shared, whether through mistake, narrow interpretation of obligations, or intentional withholding. At the same time, it shows how appellate processes can be slow and constrained, often focused on procedural errors rather than factual innocence. By making these dynamics concrete through lived experiences, the book suggests reforms such as open file discovery, better funded indigent defense, accountability mechanisms, and policies that prioritize accuracy over win-loss records. The underlying message is that fairness requires systems that balance power, not just rules that assume balance exists. Fourthly, the human cost of years lost and trust broken. Beyond legal mechanics, the book centers the human consequences of wrongful convictions. Readers encounter the emotional toll of imprisonment for a crime not committed, including isolation, fear, and the grinding uncertainty of whether freedom will ever return. Families are also deeply affected, relationships strain under distance and stigma, caregivers lose income, and children grow up with a parent absent or labeled guilty. Even after exoneration, the damage persists. Reentry can be difficult when a person returns with limited work history, trauma, and a society that may still harbor suspicion. The book underscores that exoneration is not the same as restoration because lost time cannot be repaid, and institutional apologies may be rare. It also explores how communities suffer when wrongful convictions allow the true perpetrator to remain free, compounding harm. By focusing on this human dimension, the stories argue that reform is not an abstract policy debate, but a moral necessity. The topic invites readers to rethink punishment narratives, to consider the value of support services after release, and to demand compensation systems that are accessible, humane, and sufficient to rebuild a life. Lastly, Paths to Exoneration and What Meaningful Reform Looks Like. The final topic highlights how wrongful convictions are overturned and what lessons can reduce future errors. The book showcases the persistence required to reopen a closed case, often relying on new evidence, advances in forensic testing, or a fresh look at old facts by independent reviewers. Innocence organizations and dedicated lawyers play a critical role, as do investigative journalists and advocates who bring public attention to overlooked cases. The stories demonstrate that exoneration usually takes years of procedural navigation, petitions, hearings, reluctant witnesses, and resistance from institutions that fear admitting mistakes. From these hard-won reversals, the book points toward reforms with practical impact. These include recording interrogations, improving lineup protocols, strengthening forensic standards, ensuring timely evidence preservation, and creating conviction integrity units that have real independence. It also raises the importance of transparency and data collection, so jurisdictions can identify patterns rather than treating each miscarriage as an anomaly. By tying personal narratives to systemic fixes, the book offers a roadmap for readers who want more than outrage. It suggests that accountability, training, and a culture that values correction are essential if justice is to mean truth rather than finality. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want true crime with real-world stakes, as well as anyone interested in law, public policy, criminal justice reform, or the ethics of punishment. It also fits book clubs because each case invites discussion about evidence, bias, and what fairness should require. The benefit is not only awareness, but practical clarity. Readers come away understanding how common procedures like lineups, interrogations, and plea negotiations can produce false certainty and why safeguards matter. That perspective can sharpen civic judgment, whether you are serving on a jury, voting on local prosecutors, or evaluating reform proposals. Compared with many similar books that focus mainly on one case or lean heavily on technical legal detail, Framed offers an accessible, story-driven approach that still points towards systemic causes and solutions. Grisham's experience portraying courtroom dynamics helps make the process legible to non-lawyers without reducing its complexity. It is worth buying because it combines compelling narrative momentum with a sustained argument for accuracy and accountability, leaving readers informed, moved, and better equipped to recognize how justice can fail and how it can be improved. If you would like to support John Grisham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.